Andre.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, Adas at this side.
Yeah.
Am I?
That's good.
Yeah. Hi. My name is Amrita. I'm an analyst working with the BIS Research. I hope you remember we had conversation on Friday.
Yes.
Yeah. Regarding the study on the future of autonomous system market. So in this regard, I need to talk to you for like 5-10 minutes to validate my observations and assumptions. So is this the right time to talk to you?
Yeah, go ahead.
So I have a few questions like about the current market scenario in the future of autonomous systems and how the study, we are doing this study on a global basis and we have questions like how key players are looking at this market in the coming years. So my first question is, can you please elaborate on the commercialization of autonomous technologies like neuromorphic chip and natural intelligence? Like, what will be the state of commercialization of these technologies in 2025?
Oh, good question, actually. I think that autonomous systems are almost ready, the technology. Also, the civilian side are not using so much autonomous systems today, but military quite a lot already. But I have to say they are not fully autonomous yet. So it means that there is many restrictions. What we mean about autonomous systems today is actually there are two kinds of autonomous systems. I would say. Autonomous systems which are actually guided by the human being somehow, or autonomous systems which are smart enough but need some kind of signs or lines for making decisions. For I don't know, autonomous vehicles, for example, in the city, so you need traffic signs or traffic lines on the road. But these are, how to say, what the autonomous systems developers are working right now actually is how to make these systems really autonomous. For example, how the vehicles can operate on off-road mode, for example, so they can make decisions by themselves, no human beings related, and that's actually where this all this industry is going today. So if we talk about autonomous systems commercialization, then also we are on the halfway today. Actually, people are, there are some things which are working well, like UAVs, for example. But UAVs also are some way pointed out or guided by the human being, and also they are moving in the air where there is not so much obstacles for them, so it's easier.
So, like coming to the competitive scenario in this market, we have captured around 125 to 30 companies that are offering the autonomous navigation software. So, according to you, are there any more companies who are like operating in this market, or like 125 to 130 companies are the only companies that are working?
I don't know actually. No problem.
My next question is like, what is the technology that is used for the navigation of AUVs?
What is the technology? You mean in a technical way, or
Yeah, for the
So
navigation. For the navigation of AUV. Like we
actually,
have
no, because
radar.
I'm not a technician, actually.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm a supply chain manager, so I don't know the technical part.
Okay. No issues. So, like, can you give us like brief idea about the investment scenario in the autonomous system industry, like with respect to the autonomous navigation software?
I didn't understand the first part. What kind of scenario?
Like investment scenario.
Investment scenario.
Yeah.
I try to understand you. Investment scenario for the autonomous system navigation systems.
Yeah.
If you I don't know if you think about the timeline, then I think that investing in navigation systems, as I said, we are on the halfway, so we'll see that it takes about 5 to 7 years more when you need investments that we reach our goals, actually.
Okay. So, the autonomous technology involves the software, hardware, integration, testing, and evaluation. So, how is the cost structure in these components? For the percentage-wise, we have given 67% to hardware, 20% to software, 8% to integration, 5% to testing and evaluation. So, according to you, are these percentages correct? So, what are your views
No,
on?
I think that the software part is much higher, actually. The
Okay.
development part, when we are talking about development, the designing and developing the software part and testing it actually takes much more money than the building up the hardware. So if later when the product is ready, it may be so. But even then, I think the software part and the technical part are much more expensive than the hardware, just the hardware. So I think it's about 50 on hardware and testing and so on, and another 50 to the other parts.
Okay. Lastly, so moving to my next questions. As per an analysis, we are estimating this autonomous navigation software market to be around 3 to 4 billion. So, are we on the right path? Is these numbers correct according to the market value? Are we overestimating, or I want your views on this.
3 to 4 billion. It can be correct, yes, I think. Yeah, it's a huge market. It depends on the timeline, actually, because I think it can be even better, bigger if we talk about the market after 10 or 15 years. Yeah, but nowadays, during next whether 3 to 5 years, yeah, it's okay, I think.
In 2020, 2033, according to you, what can be the estimation of this autonomous navigation software market?
It's 3 billion sounds correct. Well, I don't know if it's correct or not, but sounds like it can be as big as big. And it's growing all the time every year, so.
Okay. So, also as per an analysis, we have given certain percentages to the region-wise also. Like for Europe, we have given 32 to 33%. For North America, we have given 29 to 31%. For Asia Pacific, we have given 24 to 26%, and rest of the world, we have given 10 to 15%. So, according to you, are these percentages correct or?
I think the American and Asian parts are both the bigger. I think, actually, because
Okay,
most of the
so
certain.
like in North America and Asia Pacific, which will be will have the highest percentage?
I will say 30 or 35 for both of them, actually.
Okay, so like coming to my very last question, so according to you, what is the like ongoing trends and technologies in the future of autonomous system market?
I didn't understand the first part again.
Like what is the ongoing technological trends in the future of autonomous system market?
Okay, what are the trends?
Yeah.
Trends, one trend, as I said, is how the vehicles will be really autonomous and making
Okay.
more decisions by themselves. And also, three trends actually, how to be really autonomous. Second trend is actually how to be, when we talk about not civilly used autonomous systems, how to be invisible, so to be. And this third part trend is a cyber, how to make these autonomous systems reliable, so it cannot, so they can't be or just disturbed or destroyed or hacked anyhow. These are the big questions actually. What are the trends where we are moving?
Okay. So, like, what are the challenging factors for the autonomous system manufacturers in this market?
Challenging factors. Good question. We always can say it's money or not enough good people or knowledge, people with right knowledge. But really, the main challenge for the autonomous market is actually to prove them itself to the civil world, so to say, so it can be used in a civil world without doubt. How to autonomous vehicles, for example, they are not in the market yet because they are not safe or so on. So this is actually to make them reliable for the common people, so the market can be much more bigger, actually.
Thank you so much for answering my questions on this study. Also, Adasi, we are working on one more space project that is named as Deep Space Technologies Market. So, will you be comfortable in answering my questions on deep space also?
No, it's not my field so much, but I can give you a contact actually who is.
Okay. Can you
For
please provide me the contact number?
one moment.
Okay.
I will try to find it. One moment. So the phone number is it's a Estonian code and 372
372
625
625
6341.
6341. What's the
His name
name?
is Paulius.
Okay.
Paulius. It's
Okay.
our head of space who's dealing all the space issues.
Okay. Thank you so much, Adasi, for answering all my questions. Thank you so much for your insights. It was
Yeah.
really helpful.
Yes. Bye.
Bye-bye.